Om Shanti. Good morning, everybody. Baba has sent us a gift this morning, Daddy Jenki's inspiration and our necessity to hear Brother Bridgemon. He came to Baba as a young child, and he perhaps does not remember, but in 1988 he came to Canberra in Australia, and we had organized no public program for him because he was just passing through and meeting the class there. And at night he lovingly and caringly sat with we Santawasis and told us stories of Mama and Baba and coming to the Yagya and what it felt like in those days. And at that time, one of the great fortunes of having seniors travel to your centers is it's less formal than Madhuban, it's less formal than when they're in their place of service. You really are touched by the richness and the sweetness of the experience. And at that time, I saw the heart of the soul that Baba had made one of the three pillars of the brothers. You see, it's like a wedding cake. There's eight pillars of the daddies, but there's three pillars of the brothers, Brother Nivwer and Brother Bridgemon and Brother Ramesh Bhai. There used to be another pillar as well, but he had to take flight and go on and do other things, Brother Jagdish. And Baba has left a lot of the very important decision making. Of course, it's ultimately the daddies who make those decisions, but the advisory roles are both Baba himself and these three brothers. And Brother Bridgemon, has a wonderful sense of humor. That night we oscillated between feeling such love and feeling such a presence of Sakar Baba with us to laughing and laughing and laughing. Even in Delhi, I met him recently and I said, Brother Bridgemon, I want to shake your hand. And he put out his hand like this and he says, oh, well, off you go then. Give it a good shake. So I so appreciate him very much. And someone even asked me this morning, Bhaiji, if you were my Lokik father because of our similar... We have the same Baba and the same Baba as well. So Brother Bridgemon will share with us stories, but also we'll have a little bit of time at the end for you to also dig a little further and try to get out of him those special feelings that I experienced that night. Everyone is happy? Yes? So here is one of the happiest souls in Baba's Yagya, ever happy, Brother Bridgemon. Thank you.
Om Shanti. First things first, this brother says, people ask whether I am his father. We went to New York. Dadi Prakashmani, Dadi Janki joined from London. She always carries lot of toli. I think there was 80 kilogram of toli or something. So at New York airport, we hired a porter. That porter saw the dadis all in white. They saw me. He saw me and then said, sisters. He meant nuns, Christian sisters. Sisters? I said, yes. Then he said, you father? I said, no, grandfather. Okay. So like that, things happen in the world. Now, when we are talking of generations, I want to ask you, whether you are youth, you are children, or you are grandchildren. Who are you? You have to answer this question taking into account the spiritual dimension, the historical dimension, and the biological dimension. Tell me now. All three? Very good. Whenever I was not able to reply a question, I will say like that. Okay, nice. Sometimes answers are right, but explanations are wrong. So please tell me how. How all three? Huh. Yes, yes, quick. Huh? You have to say. But from which angle? Your grandchildren. Brahma is only in confluence. We are old souls because we are in our last birth. Taken so many births. Okay, 66% Mars. Huh? Right. Nice. Now, the time is short. The time I wanted to give you for asking is gone in introductions. Huh? So that is gone. Now, one thing is, in geometry, we have certain signs, geometrical signs. And Baba talks of many signs. So I will take the easy signs, full stop. Okay, that is the easiest. Full stop means so many things. A point. A point when enlarged becomes a circle. When you start rotating it, it becomes a cycle. When you again condense it, it again becomes a point. Now, point has great importance. It has no dimensions. It has no east, west, north, south. And it is described as something which has no height, no weight, no length, and so on. So, we are supposed to be concentrating on the point. But when point is, certain other things are placed over the point, it makes question mark. Every question mark has a point below it. You remove the question mark, it will again become a point. Exclamation, sign of exclamation. Again, something very long above the point, it goes, again it becomes a point. We use the point many times. When we hire a taxi, we ask that taxi person to, he tells you, please see the meter is zero. Huh? It is not carrying the load of the previous passenger. When you put petrol in the your scooter or car, again he tells you, please check, I have brought it to zero. So like that, ultimately, the youth, you have seen all the three aspects of youth, but basically we are points. Now how can a point be young, old or a child? That is my next question. Huh? If the point is full of enthusiasm, it's a youth point. If it is lazy, it becomes a elder, senior one. And if it conducts itself like a child, it becomes immature, it is child. So therefore, we have to focus on the point and see that it is remains in its youth always, because it's a group of the youth. All right. Now, what it is that keeps you ever young? Because in this world also, all the chemistry researchers want to attain a stage where everyone will remain ever young. Okay? So now spiritually, how can you remain ever young? And how can you become aged, fast or slow? What are the two important points Baba has said that we will remain ever youth? Youthful means not of the body, your heart should be young. Yes. 2 points. Zeal and enthusiasm. Right. Opposite of that? Laziness and? Careless. Correct. So therefore, we have to remain youth in this sense. So it means that youth should be ever busy, because zeal and enthusiasm results in busyness. No idling, no laziness. Now, in what you should be busy? The world does not see, the outside world does not see our bodies, or it does not see our souls. What it does not see? Huh? It does not see our souls. It only sees our bodies. So outside world has two eyes. They see only the physical. And the third eye only tells what is inside. So we are all people with three eyes. They are people with two eyes. So they will see you as youth in the bodily sense. Although some of the youth may be in their childhood, some others may be in their senior citizen stage. So we have to be always young. Now our youth is reflected because in this whole world everything is considered to be coming from outside inwards. And with Brahmins it is inside outwards. Dadi Janaki has written a book also, Inside Out. So we think that happiness comes from inside out. Everything comes from inside out. Youth comes from inside out. But the worldly people think everything comes from outside. So when they want to show riches, they will have, the ladies will have jewelry, the other people will have big cars and other things. They think we are rich. In our case, richness comes from inside. That is our divine qualities. Similarly, power, strength, all those things. Now, this youth group, how will it reflect to those who have only two eyes, impress them that we are really the only youth of its type in the whole world? That is the question. You have to do physical exercise, use some physical, show off some physical strength, beauty, this, that, or something internal can reflect your youth. As the role model is Dadi Janaki, she reflects her youth. So we have also to follow it. So our enthusiasm and zeal must be reflected from inside without uttering a word to the outside world. And that can come only, we have to see the specialities of our group. It is always the speciality which can sometime lead to defeat, failure. Always. Those who are in the ocean, say boatmen, mostly they die when the boat capsizes. Because that is their speciality, they keep in the boat always. Similarly, this we have to be very careful about our specialities as much as about our weaknesses. So the youth's speciality is enthusiasm and zeal. When we become little over-enthusiastic, then what happens? We don't fit into the system. Because we can do certain things, others cannot do. Just as a fast-moving motor car caught in a traffic jam, what happens? It can't move faster than the slowest vehicle in the crowd. Therefore, we have to be careful about our specialities. So what the youth of the world does, we don't do it. And what we do, they don't do it, they do it. So therefore, Baba stress on creating model youth, which can be presentable to the governments, because the governments know the youth can cause destruction, the youth can be carried away. All the political parties, they recruit youth so that they can do their job. And the youth think we are shouting slogans for some good cause. Similarly, in other cases also, people want youth to be part of them. Because youth can do things or undo things. So we have to have such youth, as Baba has said, who are presentable to the government. What is supposed to be the ideal thing in the youth, which in today's worldly youth is not there, that is character. A young person of character, rare to find in the world. And persons without character or with degraded character, omnipresent. So Baba says, youth have to, by their spiritual power, have such power as Dadi Janaki has or as a flame has for the moth to be attracted. So this is our objective. All other services will follow automatically. We make so many plans, do this, that. That is very nice. But basically, self-development, self-improvement will automatically bring all other things. To make it easy, let us take the example of birth. We were all born in the physical bodies, okay? I think we were all born in the physical bodies, right? By what method or by what process, by what entitlement we got our these bodies, each of us, individual separate bodies, by what entitlement? As per our karma. You see, we got different bodies, automatically, bodies, physical appearance, intellectual level, parents, all other things that come with the birth, inheritance or a loan of the father to be paid, whatever. So we got as per our entitlement as a soul. Now throughout our lifetime also, you will find our entitlement varies, changes. It becomes better, it becomes worse, or it remains as it is, depending upon what type quality of soul we are making of ourselves. Some people study, they go into education, they get lot of degrees, so they get a little benefit for that in that field. Others become wrestlers and sumos, so they have in that own field, like that. What I mean is, same thing applies in this world, in the spiritual world also. If we improve our entitlement by taking care that the soul goes further up, automatically other things will follow. It is inside out, not outside in. We want, say Baba always says, those who go after name and fame, they lose their entitlement a lot. Those who do something and then they want reward for that, they also lose. That is why I said speciality, yes, but ego of speciality, wrong. Normally, many of us do very good things, but a very, very subtle type of ego comes. I have done this. I can do this, or as a group we do this, what these people do, because we see our speciality and the lack of that in others. For example, whenever I talk to youth, I say, look, I was young one day, but you are not old yet, isn't it? So I know both the sides. Like that, just similarly, we have to work on ourselves, that we become pure souls. That is all. The whole thing, whole of the world history tells us that there has been no upward movement in the drama of anyone excepting at Sangam. You see, from day one of the golden age, Sri Krishna is more worshipped than Sri Narayana. And Baba says that is only golden age. This is diamond age. Here we can go up, only here. Otherwise, everything comes down only. The Divine Fathers, they come down and bring their followers also down. And each, whatever we may try, when the stairs are going downwards, when the escalator is going down, you cannot go up. So, this is the advantage we have got. Why Baba gives us inheritance of the whole world and says that you will run this world very peacefully, very lovefully, because we make our own effort with Baba's help that we can go up. And going up means, and going down is losing our purity, and going up is regaining our purity. Paradise lost, paradise regained. So this is the point in which every one of us, because each one of us is youth in a sense and senior citizen in another sense, child we are always, Baba children. So therefore, the only job I think youth should do is work on themselves to become more and more pure. The danger in the young age is to lose sight of or consciousness of that point that I am a soul, come into the body, and when you come into the body, immediately you will have, there are two vices, one at the end and one in the big top of the all vices. One is sex lust, the other is ego. So these two are, the root of these two is body consciousness. I forget the soul, I immediately get body conscious. In young age, it is more so. So therefore, in a sense, our youth, Baba says, presentable youth, but who should be well tested and tried, and who should have worked on themselves, that under no conditions they can waver, or even in their dreams think of impurity. That it is. Then you see, we are going to have so many opportunities. We are having mega programs this year, starting with many other cities, but in Delhi itself, which is going to be the Rajdhani, we are going to have a very, very big mega program. And I was talking to Sister Maureen that we will have international youth in that. They may be few in number. Numbers don't matter at all. Brahma Baba was one. Jesus Christ was one. All, only people who are themselves personified principles, they can affect. Not the numbers or quantities. So they should be such, without speaking a word even, they pass on their vibrations when they go in a, say, in a parade or something, and affect the world. The people should see, just as you see our white dress in the plane or anywhere, and they say, oh, some of them know they are BKs, eh? But this is physical. But inside, they should feel. A youth sits in a plane, the whole vibration of the plane changes. Everybody will look, oh, those, something. So like that. That will, because we are supposed to purify even the elements of nature. Just see stones, moving the stones, removing their curse and turning the stones into princes and princesses. Because they say a magician, the Satan, he cursed human beings into becoming stones or becoming like dogs and donkeys and like that. And then Baba says, I am the magician and my children, they move their magic wand and they turn stones into princes and princesses and beautiful children, beautiful birds and like that. So if that job we take into consideration, we have to work very much on ourselves. We are angels, God's representatives here, God's ambassadors here, and angel can only, what the angel can do. You know, there is a lot of murlis about angels, and we are supposed to be working on ourselves for the angelic stage. Starting from a thorn to a flower, and then from that to Brahman, Brahman to angel, angel to soul, soul to golden age, like that. So this angelic stage means angel is transparent. You can see through. People are wearing see-through fabrics to show their bodies, but we are wearing see-through such our divine qualities that they see through our body, they find no bones, no flesh, nothing physical, only transparent angel. And that angel can only do good. It cannot do bad to anyone. This is angel. So we should do good only to everyone. Automatically it will happen. A good person will automatically do good. There was 1955 Murli, I think. You have heard that Murli. So what does it say? Baba says, people will vote for you as you are. If you are good, everybody will say you are good. If you are less good, they will say he is so and so. If you have got one weakness, they will say he is a nice soul, but gets angry very soon, like that. So that we have to remove. Angel has nothing of that. And angel can only, such angel is a representative of the incorporeal. People cannot see incorporeal because of the absence of third eye. But angels can give visions to them. because the angels have got at least subtle bodies. So that vision, although we are in physical body, if we have a consciousness of being a soul, then we will become living angels, walking angels. Our thinking, our actions will be beneficial. And Baba has said, if you are only thinking benefit of others, that stage is also called angelic stage. So that 55 Murli gives us lot of consolation. Some of us think, I am not angel, I am 80 kilo, I am 60 kilo, I am not angel. It's not to be like that. You have intentionally entered this cage, and willingly you can come out whenever you want. You can enter, you can come out. And the best soldier is that who can enter enemy's kingdom and come back safe. Similarly, the difference between Baba's kingdom and the Satan's kingdom is, in Baba's kingdom, the evil people cannot come. Right from golden age to end of silver age, nobody can enter. But in Ravan's kingdom, when it is at its climax, even then Baba enters incognito. And we are all Baba's army incognito. So although we are to be in physical body, Brahma Baba was also in physical body, because you are dealing with physical beings. But your state should be such uplifting. So we are angels. Sister is showing me the signs that, yes, I am going to be in an advance party now, go another place. So okay, I wish I had my youth for longer duration, but it is being cut short. Okay. They say that teachers don't get old because they are always dealing with students, and they see only the student, not their own face in the mirror. So they think, I am also as young as the students are. So they have such a psychological benefit. But here I have to go home. Exactly. So hear, know this thing, see, know this thing. While you are seeing, don't see like that. So you have to go beyond. Acha, okay, Om Shanti.
Everybody, Sister Mira. Yesterday everyone asked me, what about Miraben? When are we going to be able to say goodbye to her and finish the retreat with her? So she's our special guest this morning. Our guest, yes. Mother Mira is our guest. The mother becomes the guest. So we'd like to ask a couple of you to come and share your experiences, if you would please, in front of Miraben. Because now you've been through the process of understanding the journey you've been on, as per yesterday's workshop. Would someone like to come, please, and articulate that experience? Thank you.
Om Shanti. This retreat, I have had the experience that now I've become real, light, and have started an angelic life. So this is the feeling now. Past is past, and I can look for the future. Om Shanti.
Thank you, Lois. Somebody else, please, who would like to come. A sister, please. Thank you.
Om Shanti. This retreat has been like a mirror for me, which has made me realize how special I am, how unique I am. But at the same time, there were some things that I assumed, that I thought that were not present in me, some weaknesses, some little golden chains, or say, some minute thorns that were in me. Because initially in the retreat, when we used to practice the drill, initially it was like, and I was up there flying, and then something would pull me down. Some thought, something would actually pull me down. And initially I just couldn't realize what exactly what it It was. But when we were asked to find out some questions for Sister Jayanti, my mind was going all... I just couldn't understand anything. I wanted to formulate a question, but internally I was so confused that I couldn't even put that in words. But then when we sat in meditation, everything was just gone. And yesterday in the classes, all the questions that I had in my mind, they were all answered. And the one very best part that I found was Sister Meera's meditation, where we had the dead bodies and all. That was, and somebody asked me after that, how was it? I was like, I'm dead. And like Baba says, if you're dead, the whole world is dead for you. That was the feeling. And that was the first time I could feel, I'm dead. Thank you. Om Shanti.
Thank you. A brother, please. One more of each. A brother, please come.
Om Shanti. Every time I basically come to Madhuban, I come with an aim in my mind that this time I have to go back with this power I should inculcate in myself. This time I came with a thought that I would learn basically what's the stages of meditation that can be achieved and the power of yoga. Earlier meditation for me was like just like Janti Didi told yesterday. It was like the first stage. Oh, sorry, Gulzar Dadi told. It was like the first stage of the meditation. It was remembrance, just the remembrance part of it. And I talked to Brother Lee on the first day. I told him what my expectations were and what my problem was. And he just said me one line. That is, you stop researching for it, you start discovering. That is what I have learned from it. I started discovering from the next day and I got many new experiences, many new insights that made me realize that I have gained a lot from this retreat. Thank you.
Thank you. I'm just going to refer to Sister Gopi just for a moment, and then we'll ask one more sister, please, to share their experience.
Thank you. I'd just like to take this opportunity to really extend a great deal of thanks to not only Lee Bai and Sister Maureen, but definitely Sister Meera. Just recalling some very lovely memories back from the very first IYF. And she truly is Mother Meera for the youth. She's sustained and, you know, she's always had such a depth of love and concern for the group and looked after us and, you know, made sure that we get the sustenance that is so needed. And I think without her, we wouldn't have come this far. Am I right, Brother Lee? I really do feel that in a very, very practical way.
Constant support. Constant. Always, you know, we can get a meeting for you with Baba and make sure the youth are in front and always placing the youth in front. It was a wonderful journey.
And she's a wonderful example. I mean, you know, I won't disclose how old Mother Meera is, but I feel her age and she feels my age. She's always had such a young spirit, and it's never failed to inspire me. Her integrity, her dedication, her loyalty, and above all, hard work.
Her depth and wisdom and the ability to turn meditation into an experience,
yes,
but at the next second to giggle in such a way that everybody will become laughing. It's very, very lovely.
She has this wonderful ability to metamorphosize. You know, when she's with the seniors, she's a senior, but when she's with the youth, she's one of us. So thank you very much, Mother Meera, and we'd like to present a lovely gift to you on behalf of all the youth. And on behalf of all the youth, a big hug.
Yes. Thank you, Meera, thank you. Some words, please.
I am so happy to see the progress and growth within the youth, both physically and spiritually, in the past 10 years. And, you know, on one of the youths was sharing her experience that how the youths who had come to the youth forum They have moved into the center and they have become center vasis, and they have become responsible to run the youth activities in their country. So it's really a great progress. So all the energy and time and everything that we use during this time, it's really worth it. No, sometimes we may not realize what we are doing when we come here in this 1 week, how much sustenance Baba is giving us. But I see practically that result is coming out. And I know, I don't just hope, but I'm sure very soon what Baba's dream will be reality. And that is what Baba says, that you must awaken the government. And that would happen very soon, because that scene is so clear in front of us. So I would like to take this opportunity to congratulate all of you, the youths, for taking this initiative to come and participate. Because without your enthusiasm to participate, we can't make it successful. My only one request is that it is good to keep on coming back year after year, so that we are able to see the change in ourselves, and then we are able to understand how we can help others. And so I was really very happy to see so many new coordinators in the coordinators youth retreat, and so many first timers this time. And I'm sure all the first timers I will see next year with another friend like yourself. So my slogan for all of you is, each one, bring one. And so next year it should be double the number. Not only in physical, but in spirit also. So I'm sure when that strength will increase, when the strength will increase, automatically the energy of the youths will transform very soon. And I also like to congratulate youth brother, Levi and Maureen. For
Gopi, big thanks to Gopi. Yeah, and Gopi, she's literally out of the door. She has to go. Oh, Gopi Bent, you can't escape.
So I just finish here, so she can take over. No, that's fine. No, I just wanted to thank Levi for his contribution every year. And people really appreciate his creativity, his consistency, his enthusiasm that becomes contagious wherever he is. I know that anytime youths hear the name Levi, so they are there. They say, we will come. So I'm sure that, that energy that you have experienced, you have taken, you will share it with everyone and make that energy contagious. And Sister Maureen has been very good support also, and her contribution was very, very important, because she is very experienced in all spheres of life, what needs to be done. Without her guidance, I don't think we were able to put the program together and make it so successful. And so many congratulations and thanks to Maureen, Levi and Gopi for their tireless service and unlimited contribution. And thanks to everyone. Om Shanti.